Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive.
Always fun to get into a new one.
This time we're headed down to La Porte, Texas,
Sounds fun.
and we're taking a look at the February 2024 issue of Around La Porte.
Oh, cool. They're a little community newspaper.
Exactly. It's kind of like small town charm meets hyper local news.
I love those.
Yeah, you get little snippets of everything.
Yeah.
And this issue did not disappoint.
What did you find in there?
Well, first of all, sadly, the town is mourning the loss of their police chief, Doug Dietrich, who passed
Oh.
away in January.
Oh no.
Yeah, but it was in a tree cutting accident,
Wow.
completely unrelated to his police work.
That's so sad.
It is. And it just goes to show you how these unexpected events can ripple through a community.
Yeah.
You know, nearly 1,000 people attended his service at Bulldog Center.
Wow, so he was clearly beloved.
Absolutely. Right now, two assistant chiefs are overseeing the department while they try to figure out next steps.
Okay.
And then speaking of the police department, the La Porte Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association just announced their new board for 2024.
Well, that's a great segue.
Yes.
If any of our listeners have ever wanted to kind of peek behind the curtain and see how law enforcement works,
Right.
the Citizens Police Academy is a really amazing opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're in La Porte, check it out.
Definitely.
All right, let's move on to something a little bit more uplifting.
Okay.
Around La Porte has this big feature on plans to revitalize their Main Street district.
Cool.
And representatives from the Texas Downtown Association actually came down to La Porte to assess the area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and give their recommendations.
And what do they have to say?
Well, they said they want to make it more pedestrian friendly.
Okay.
They're encouraging lots of landscaping, lighting, signage, you know, all that good stuff to spruce up Main Street.
Sure.
But here's what I thought was interesting.
Okay.
They actually cited examples from other successful downtowns. Yeah, so they were like, yeah, you should have rooftop bars and patio dining like Navasota and Tyler.
Okay.
And then they even mentioned Muskegon, Michigan,
Okay.
which has this really cool pop-up retail incubator program.
That is cool.
Yeah, where like new businesses can kind of test the
Yeah, like a
waters.
little trial run.
Exactly. So they're really encouraging La Porte to think outside the
You're
box
nice.
and draw inspiration from other places.
That's so cool. Like they got this free
Oh,
consulting
I know, right?
from all these other cities.
It's like a best of compilation for Main Street makeovers.
I love it.
And it seems like La Porte is taking it seriously because they've already hired a firm to create a master plan based on these suggestions.
Awesome.
So Main Street's going to look really different in a couple of years, I think.
Well, I think this is a really cool example of a trend we're seeing
Yeah.
of small towns all across the country who are finding ways to adapt and thrive in the 21st century.
Right?
They're not just revitalizing, they're reimagining what Main Street can be.
Absolute.
It's very
All right, well, this next story is pure heartwarming goodness.
okay, bring it on.
So it's about this group called the Wild Bunch.
Okay.
And what they do at the La Porte Livestock Show and Rodeo is just incredible.
All right. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know,
Yeah.
4-H and FFA
Right.
are these youth organizations that are all about agriculture and leadership.
Yeah.
And so the kids, they raise animals all year long,
Yeah.
and they show them at the rodeo, and then at the end they have an auction.
Right.
Well, the Wild Bunch, it's this group of locals who secretly bid on these animals
Really?
to make sure that the kids recoup their costs and have money to invest in their projects the next year.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
And they're sneaky about it. Like, they discreetly inflate the bids to help out the kids whose animals maybe don't win the top prizes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's really heartwarming.
It's a really cool way to support the next generation of
Wow.
farmers and ranchers and people involved in agriculture.
Exactly. And you know, it's not just about the money.
Yeah.
It's about these folks who, you know, many of them have deep ties to agriculture themselves.
Right?
It's about passing the torch to the next generation.
Yeah, like keeping that way of life alive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which,
Yeah.
the cook-off and rodeo are coming up
Oh,
soon.
fun.
So if any of our listeners are going, maybe
Yeah.
you could even find a way to contribute to the Wild Bunch's efforts.
That's a good idea.
Okay, now, around La Porte isn't all serious news and heartwarming tales.
Of course not.
They got some fun stuff in there too.
Like what?
Like, get this. La Porte Municipal Court is offering free weddings and vow renewals for the entire month of February.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
That's
I
amazing.
know, right? Perfect for Valentine's Day.
How fun.
Right.
So if you're looking to tie the knot or renew your vows,
Head on down to La Porte.
there you go.
And it looks like they've got a pretty vibrant cultural scene,
Right,
too.
yeah.
The Shore Acres Cajun Fest cook-off is coming up. And the Harlem Wizards are even stopping by for a fundraiser.
Wow.
So they got from Cajun spices to basketball wizardry.
That's quite a range.
I know, right? LaPorte's got something for everyone.
I like it.
And here's one for the tech-minded.
Okay.
The Port of Houston is adding a new fleet of hybrid electric cranes.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Right. Very cutting edge.
It seems like they're trying to be on the forefront of sustainability
Yeah.
while still, remaining a major economic force.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of accomplishments,
Yeah.
LaPorte High School senior Oliver Tercero just graduated from U.S. Marine Boot Camp.
Wow, congrats to him.
Yeah, huge congrats to him.
Big accomplishment.
And LaPorte ISD itself was named a finalist for the HEB Excellence in Education Awards.
Awesome.
So clearly they're doing something right.
Sounds like a great school district.
Yeah, and they even have a program called Schools Out Hangout to keep kids engaged when school isn't in session.
Oh, cool. So it's like an after-school program?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Keeps them busy, keeps them out of trouble.
That's great.
And speaking of staying active, Bay Forest Golf Course was ranked the fifth best public course in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
And for any football fans out there,
Yeah.
LaPorte native Terrell Bernard, who is a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills,
Okay.
just set a new NFL record.
Wow. Go Terrell.
Right, so this little town is bursting with talent.
They really are.
It's amazing how much they pack into this newspaper.
I know, right?
It really paints a picture of their vibrant community spirit.
They definitely seem to have a lot going on.
Yeah, and they seem to be striking a balance between celebrating their roots and looking ahead to a future full of possibilities.
That's a good way to put it.
But before we dive into some of the smaller, quirky details,
Okay.
there's one more item I want to highlight.
Right.
Remember those Main Street revitalization plans?
Yes.
Well, they specifically mentioned the need for more lodging and
No,
hotels,
interesting.
which suggests that they're anticipating significant growth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they want to make sure they have the infrastructure to support it.
Right, they got to have somewhere for everybody to stay.
Exactly. And they're even suggesting incentives for mixed-use developments.
Oh, cool.
You know, residential above, shops and restaurants below.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're really gearing up for a transformation.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what their long-term vision is.
Yeah, like, are they aiming to become like a destination?
Right?
Or are they just trying to create a really thriving hub for their current residents?
Right. Or maybe both.
Yeah.
Good question.
I'm curious to see where they're headed.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we need to dig into some of the city planning documents and see what we can uncover.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But for now, let's take a closer look at some of those smaller stories that give LaPorte its unique flavor.
Right, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's get quirky.
So we've covered some of the big headlines in LaPorte, but it's often the smaller stories that give you a real feel for a place.
Oh, for sure. The little details, those are the things that bring a community to life.
Exactly. And around LaPorte does not disappoint on that front.
What do you have for us?
Okay, well, I mean, where else would you find an announcement for a garden club meeting with a guest speaker discussing Mexican spirits obtained from the agave plant?
Sounds like my kind of garden clubs.
Right, tequila anyone.
There.
And they're not afraid to get a little competitive with it either. Check this out. King's Barbecue is advertising their Super Bowl wing special, 40 pieces with family fries.
Oh,
It's
wow.
like they're saying, come on over and let's watch the game together.
That's all about community.
Exactly. And speaking of community involvement, did you see the photo of the LaPorte Elementary School students preparing for the LaPorte ISD Interdistrict Robotics Competition?
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, they look so focused and excited.
Good for them.
And it's sponsored by Leandel Bassell, which is a nice reminder of how larger companies can support local initiatives.
Absolutely. It's creating opportunities for these kids that they might not have had otherwise.
You know, as we're going through these smaller items, I'm struck by how much emphasis there is on education and youth development in LaPorte.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. It seems like they're really invested in the next generation.
It's not just the robotics competition. We've got the 4-H and FFA programs, the scholarship auction at the livestock show. It's like they're investing in the future one young mind at a time.
I love that. And speaking of education,
Yeah.
the LaPorte Education Foundation is hosting a Kiss Bugs Goodbye event.
Okay, I have no idea what that is, but it definitely piques my curiosity.
Me too. What are those bugs?
Right, like, is it a science fair project or a community-wide bug extermination effort.
Maybe our listeners can enlighten us.
Yeah, if anyone knows what kiss bugs goodbye means, let us know.
Yeah, please.
Okay, well, back to some of the more normal happenings.
Okay.
It looks like the Bay Forest Handicap Association is back on track with their monthly golf tournament after a weather cancellation in January. And their annual membership is only $50, which is pretty reasonable for a year's worth of tournaments and handicapping services.
Not bad at all.
So clearly, LaPorte caters to a wide range of interests.
They do.
From robotics to agave spirits to golf.
You got it all.
It's a reminder that small towns can offer just as much diversity and engagement as larger cities.
Absolutely no shortage of things to do.
Now, you know we've been focusing on the positive.
Yeah.
But life in any town, big or small, includes moments of sadness as well.
Of course.
And Around LaPorte has a section for obituaries.
Hmm.
And there's one that particularly resonated with me, Diane Colleen Phillips, who passed away in December after a battle with cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, her obituary highlights her incredible community involvement working with organizations like the Garden Terrace Fort Worth Alzheimer Center and Campfire USA.
Wow, she sounds like an amazing woman.
And in lieu of flowers, her family is asking for donations to the Phillips Family Scholarship, which will benefit LaPorte High School students pursuing careers in healthcare education, fine arts, or outdoor education.
That's a really beautiful way to honor her memory.
It is, and it speaks volumes about LaPorte's values supporting education-cherishing community and remembering those who have touched their lives.
It's a reminder that even in a small town, individual lives can leave a lasting impact.
You know, speaking of lasting impact,
yeah.
There are some updates on some of the larger projects that will shape LaPorte's future.
Like what?
Well, the new Bulldog Stadium and Bulldog Development Center seem to be progressing well.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, still on track, despite some weather delays and supply chain hiccups that have impacted construction projects everywhere.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's dealing with that these days.
And then on the economic front, the Port of Houston finished 2023 strong, with exports surging in December.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, and the expansion of the Houston Ship Channel is a big part of that success story.
Absolutely, and that expansion is nearing completion, which will further boost LaPorte's position as a key player in global trade.
It's fascinating to see how these local developments connect to larger economic trends.
It really highlights how interconnected our world is. What happens in a small town on the Texas coast can have ripple effects that reach far beyond its borders.
And in LaPorte's case, those ripples seem to be spreading positivity and progress.
I like that now we've covered a lot of ground in LaPorte, from agave spirits to hybrid electric cranes. But what has stood out to you the most in our exploration?
Honestly, it's a sense of community that shines through in every story.
Yeah.
It's a town where people look out for each other, support local businesses, and come together to celebrate their shared heritage.
I agree. There's a real warmth and authenticity here that's captivating.
It's got me thinking, maybe we need to plan a visit to LaPorte and experience some of this charm firsthand.
Now that's an adventure I'm willing to embark on. Cajun food, a round of golf.
Mm.
Maybe even track down those kiss bugs.
But before we pack our bags, let's wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts and reflections.
Okay, sounds good.
What are some key takeaways you'd want our listeners to ponder? You know, as we're wrapping up this deep dive into LaPorte, I'm struck by how much this small town embodies the idea of thinking globally, acting locally.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, we see it in their efforts to revitalize Main Street, drawing inspiration from places as far away as Michigan.
Right. And then there's that whole thing with the sustainable technologies at the Port of Houston, which is, you know, a major player in international trade.
Exactly. They're connected to the wider world, but they're also deeply rooted in their own community.
Yeah.
Think about all those heartwarming stories we talked about.
Right.
The Wild Bunch supporting the young farmers.
Right.
The Phillips family establishing a scholarship to honor their loved one.
Yeah.
The outpouring of grief for their police chief.
Yeah. For sure.
These are all threads that weave a community together, creating this sense of belonging and shared purpose.
It's a good reminder that even small acts of kindness can have a ripple effect.
Absolutely. So what can we as listeners take away from this deep dive into LaPorte?
Well, I think it's an invitation to look beyond the headlines and appreciate the richness and complexity of our own communities.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a small town or a bustling city, there are stories unfolding all around us just waiting to be discovered.
Right. And maybe it'll inspire us to get a little more involved.
Yeah.
To contribute to that tapestry of community life.
Totally.
Volunteer at a local school, support a neighborhood business, or just, you know, strike up a conversation with someone you haven't met before.
Yeah, those connections, those shared experiences are what make a community thrive.
So to our listeners, here's a little challenge.
Okay. Okay.
Take a moment to appreciate the unique character of your own community.
Yeah.
Explore your local newspaper, attend a community event, or even just take a walk and observe the world around you.
You might be surprised by what you find.
That's it for our deep dive this week. We hope you enjoyed exploring La Porte with us. Until next time, keep diving deep and stay curious.